Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody. We're scrubbing in. Guess what it is? It's
3-year anniversary!
It's so crazy because I didn't know. It feels like it's weird because it feels like it's been a while, but also 3 years feels crazy.
Like, I know. Like, shout out to Crystal because that's how I found out. I saw her post and I got so emotional from it. Like, started going down memory lane, looking at photos, videos. Like, I mean, shout out to Crystal.
I know. We would have no idea. If I'm being honest, for all of our sakes.
I want to look back at September of 2017. Where was everybody in their lives?
I can tell you, honestly. So that would have been,
that would have been 3 years from today.
It's so crazy because I have the photos of me hugging Jason George because he was my first guest. Technically, Tanya wasn't officially on the podcast yet. I think we did like 2 or 3 episodes.
Yeah, I think it was October-ish when I joined.
And I will never forget going to start the podcast and having so much nerves. Like, is this something I can really do? I was on my own. I remember Mark and I just staring at each other because I was like doing a full monologue every episode when I was by myself.
That is hard to do, too. Do an entire podcast by yourself is very difficult.
Yeah, and I knew, like, we had a few amazing guests, but, you know, I'm not especially at the time, I've probably gotten better from interviewing guests, but that wasn't, like, my natural, I was not a host by
habitat.
Any means. Habitat. Yeah, and Mark and I had just met, and I remember doing our teasers for the podcast, and I was just like, so am I, I'm just talking? Is anyone going to respond to me, or am I just speaking into the microphone? By myself. And I think most of you know the story, but my sisters came on for a sister podcast and totally froze up when the microphones were in their face.
That I remember.
Yeah, they're so funny and witty, and then they go to get on the podcast and it was just like pulling teeth, trying to get them to have a personality. And so we were like, Tanya, can you stay late? It was after work in the studio. We were like, can you stay late and do the podcast with me? And so she hopped on, and I will never forget that day of like looking at Amy at in the studio, kind of being like, okay, this is it. I do not want to do this on my own anymore, so let's keep this going. And then we fought and got the name changed and the photo changed. And
I mean, that was a process.
That was not only a process, that was a battle. I got to say, Becca really stood up for me in ways that I didn't even know needed to happen, quite honestly. But it just kind of goes to show you the type of person that you are, because you didn't have to do, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't, not only did you not have to do that, but like, I don't know. I can't really explain what I'm trying to say, but it just goes to show the type of person that you are. You know what I mean? Like, you just.
I disagree. I mean, it was like, still to this day, I mean, it was a no-brainer of having you in an equal partnership with me on this podcast, knowing what you brought compared to what I was doing alone. So, I'm just so proud. I mean, we together, I think about the things we've gone through in the podcast world and like the celebrations and the challenges, and but also like our personal life, like what we've been through since we started this podcast has been significant.
So crazy. Like, actually crazy. The amount of men I've dated in the last 3 years.
I wonder if someone could do a list for us since well, technically October 2017.
Yeah. Like, how many guys actually? It's the number, it's definitely, well, definitely double digits, but.
It's been a journey. I mean, it's kind of been like part of this podcast has been your journey of finding love, and you've found, like, here we are and you're in love. It's like 3 years in, a full circle moment.
Not so. But it's exceeded way past 3 years of me trying to find it. Let's be clear here.
Yeah, I mean, we got you in the middle of the search.
Yeah.
That had been going on for a while. But in Mark and Easton, I mean, I feel like this podcast, it just, you know, I always take notice of the scrubbing in group and how many people, when it's like, are you a Becca or Tanya? And it's like, well, I'm an Easton, I'm a Mark. And it's like, we're really a whole team. And like, this podcast would never even think of happening without y'all. And I just feel so proud. And like Danielle and Tori when she was here, and now Becky and Riley. And it's just like, this is a whole squad that's just.
Yeah. And hey, I also think too, like, I feel like for Mark and Easton, I feel like because our audience is mostly female, it's so nice to know that there are men out there like you guys, you know what I mean? Because I think especially a lot of us I was like dating so avidly and getting so discouraged by the type of men that I would find. And so it's like refreshing to know that you guys are out there and you exist and you're happily married and you have a beautiful partnership, and like the ways that you got there are so different, but like, I don't know. It's really refreshing. And I think a lot of people not only admire you guys and how you are and how you live, but just, it's like not aspirational, but maybe aspirational. Yeah. Yeah. That's the right word.
You. That's very sweet. Thank you very much. We're just happy to be here.
Yes, very happy to be here.
With that being said, I brought out the fancy ice that Becca likes.
Yeah, it's the big round cube.
Yeah.
And we're pouring some rosé.
Yeah, so I thought I put champagne in the fridge earlier and rosé, so.
I have a meeting after this, so I'm just going to have to sip. And also, I walked in and Tanya had McDonald's, Dr. Pepper, and French fries waiting on me. So.
And a card.
Tanya's like that amazing friend that makes you feel like you need to step up your game
no.
at all times. but yeah, cheers. And last but not least, our scrubbers. I mean,
truly,
this podcast probably wouldn't have continued if y'all weren't listening and supporting us. And you've gotten us two People's Choice Awards. You're constantly, like, reaching out and supporting us and sending us love and sending each other love. And I think more than anything, it's this community that we built that brings me so much pride and joy. And I'm so grateful. So happy 3 years to all of us.
Happy 3 years, everybody.
Cheers. Happy 3 years.
let's just have some fun in the sun and not talk about all the wackadoo that's happening in our world right now, okay? Let's just have a fun hour of rosé and
reminiscence. Oh, reminiscence.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Scrub Sisters, there's a Laker, a big Laker player. His sister is a scrubber that I met on Instagram the other day because I was a fan on the virtual wall.
Oh, we know.
And she reached out and she was like, oh my gosh, that's my brother. That's in your video. This is so crazy. My worlds are colliding. I'm a huge scrubber. I like listen every week, blah, blah, blah. I was like, this is so
funny.
Wait,
the one that you kissed?
No, she's actually a Laker player's sister. So her name's Emily Caruso.
Yes, and her brother's Alex Caruso.
Yes, so wow. He plays for the Lakers, and she's a giant scrubber.
Wow.
So shout out.
Shout out to
our scrubbers are everywhere.
Yeah.
Like literally everywhere.
I know.
I cannot think of a time I went somewhere and didn't meet a scrubber. it's insane. Like everywhere. They come out everywhere. It's awesome.
I know. It's really the best. It's been really cool coming, like, you know, when I would meet people in public, if they came up and said hi, it was always about The Bachelor. And it's really cool now that it's like, I love scrubbing in. I love you and Tanya. And I love you, the podcast. And it's been nice because I always had this weird identity crisis that I was always going to be just like solely attached to The Bachelor, which I'm obviously eternally grateful for, but it's cool to have this thing that's grown beyond that.
Yeah.
I was thinking on the way over here about all the episodes and like the highlights and the places we've been. It's been really fun.
The live shows.
Oh, yeah, I cannot wait for live shows.
I was thinking about the episode where we were texting Mr. Whole Foods and like live action doing it during the podcast and how like everything that I wanted to say, you guys were all like, no. But you know what? That just goes to prove to you that you can't mess it up with the right guy.
Right. He's going to love you for you, bad instincts and all.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Correct. Weird text and all. Did you ever go on a date with Mr. Whole Foods?
Oh, did I?
Yeah, but what happened? It was nice,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, well, he's a nice guy for sure, yeah. But we had zero in common. He didn't even own a television.
Oh.
I'm like, what do I talk to you about?
I mean, yeah. It's funny because a lot of times people are like opposites attract, but there has to be some common interest for you to be around each other.
That's what I was kind of banking on. I was like, yeah, opposites attract, like, you know.
Yeah. I felt like we went through so many of Tanya's guys where we like really tried to force it. Like, it's okay. Like,
oh, okay. We tried to force so many squares into a round jackhammer. Like, I don't even know.
Square jackhammer.
Do you remember the guy? I remember my friend Mel set me up with this guy who we went to Sugarfish at 5:30 and I was home by 6:15.
Wait.
Because we had like literally nothing in common. And not only that, our lifestyles were completely different. He stays up till 3 a.m. He was going to like raves downtown and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
and I was just like, why would you set me up with somebody when I go to sleep at like 8 p.m.? And she goes, I just wanted to prove to you that good guys are out there. I was like, show me a photo. Don't send me on a date with one.
Yeah. Are you so glad to be out of the like first date world? Because I was never like someone who enjoyed that.
Like going on first dates.
Mm-hmm,
I think I'm like queen first date because I didn't really get too many seconds.
But did you enjoy the first dates? Because as soon as there was a weird silence lull, I would just be like, that's it. I'm done. There's nothing. I have no interest anymore.
No, I never had the silence because I would just be like,
that's what I'm saying. Because you feel the silence out of, yeah. I hate when I have to have those conversations of feeling the silence.
Yeah. I got pretty good at it.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, I always go back to the nail salon farting story. It's just such a classic. Like,
oh my gosh.
I'll never forget being in the nail salon, and I'll never forget recapping it on the podcast.
You know, that was the last time I chewed sugar-free gum. I haven't chewed sugar-free gum since. I think that was like 2017, 2018, maybe. Like, it's just not even like I. You, if you asked me for a piece of gum, I'd have to go to the store. I have none on me.
I
zero.
Mean, also the amount of amazing guests, but we're, you know, we started this podcast for our fandom of Grey's Anatomy, and we have had some key hitters in the Grey's Anatomy world. And that's something to say, mm-hmm. because, you know, I remember starting and Jason George was my first guest, which was epic for me.
Wait, by the side note, so I've been rewatching old episodes of Grey's just because I was in a sad mood this week and it makes me happy. And I saw the episode where Jason George and Miranda Bailey first get together. And for some reason, it just like made me feel so some type of way.
Yeah, they were like cute.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I listened to Ellen Pompeo on Armchair Expert. And I've changed my mind completely about having her on the podcast. I want her to be on the podcast more than ever before.
Really?
She was so like open and honest. He's amazing. Like, he is such a great interviewer. And I don't know if they like know each other personally, but she just seems so comfortable and easygoing. And she even talked about, she was like, I think I come across as very cold and like unapproachable, but that's my personality. I'm from Boston and I'm just kind of hard. And, you know, I'm very assertive in what I want. And she also spoke about that article about when she went in and asked for a raise.
Oh, I need to hear. I need to listen.
And
to
it's, it's so insightful because you remember it kind of, she said it. It almost put this weird spin of pressure on it where she didn't know that the article was going to go in that direction and be so much of a focus on that. And then she had people like going in and asking for raises and not getting rejected. And she was like, it almost gave this sense of power that I didn't necessarily intentionally mean to give, because she was like, I knew what the show was making. That's the, I had a number of what the show was making. So I was able to go based on that number.
Right.
She was like, but if you go in and you can't prove like what you actually contribute to your job or whatever, it's hard to like go in and be like powerful and like demand a raise or whatever. And I thought it was funny because she was very much like, that wasn't my intention. She was very humble about it. But yeah, she's just cool. And
I think that's the thing about Dax Shepard that he does so well on his podcast is like he uses himself. Like he really like, I don't want to say humbles himself, but he kind of like puts,
yeah,
he's very vulnerable with them. And so I think it helps them be more vulnerable and open with him.
Yeah. Cause she, so I guess her mom passed away when she was really young and I think she was an addict, and he was able to be like, you know, as an addict, yeah, like, yeah, you know, so he, I agree. There was something about their connection that was made her very comfortable. But afterwards I was like, we got to get her. That's, I'm manifesting it.
I mean, okay, we'll get Ellen Pompeo on the podcast, and then this is the year, season 17 is the year that we are going to be extras on Grey's Anatomy. Like, it's happening.
I think it would be easy. The day we went on the set, they were like, do you want us to check and see if you want to be extras?
Yeah, like, it's just like, throw us on a gurney or something, you know?
All I want is to be on a gurney in Grey's. So, yeah, it's fun to look back, and it's also fun to dream about what's coming. I know that the nomination, like, people are able to nominate for People's Choice Award, I think, starting today.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's all on the Facebook group. They're,
yeah,
like,
somebody posted that. I saw that.
I wonder if they're going to do the award show this year.
I'm sure it'll be.
I got to say, the VMAs really set the bar high because they looked
great job.
So good.
I also saw this in the Facebook group, and I wanted to talk to you about it because it sparked an interesting conversation amongst the scrubbers.
Oh.
And it was about, you posted something on your Instagram story about how you had a bad week and you were down, yeah, and you chose happiness. And the post was saying, and it was nothing negative towards you. She was just saying, hey, like, I know some people can't choose happiness, and like, it's okay to be in your feelings and feel like down or whatever it is. And you know, that it was an interesting conversation of people saying that a lot of times on Instagram it's a lot like choose happiness or be positive or good vibes only, and saying how people who can't get out of that or who can't choose it feel like, I guess I would assume, like, they're failing by not being able to do that.
Yeah.
And so I know that your perspective is more so like, in the things that you can choose to be positive about, choose that option.
Yeah. And I think for me, like, a lot of stuff, so this past week really sucked for me just in
various different ways. Mm-hmm. Like I'm dealing with just more health UTI stuff that I'm trying to like figure out. And it's very frustrating. And then I was dealing with like a bully as an adult, which is like the weirdest thing in the world. And so it was like just a bunch of different emotions that I was like kind of going through. And I kind of just like, I was crying a lot about it. And then I was like, I just literally gave myself like a day. And the next day I was like, I'm done with this. I literally can choose to, like
focus
on the good, to cut that out. Just literally just mm-hmm. cut it out. And then in terms of like health stuff, like just be proactive, one foot in front of the other. Mm-hmm. Figure it out. Do you know what I mean? Like just be proactive and not be frustrated and not cry about it anymore. Like I was just like, there's only, I just had to choose it.
Yeah. But I wanted to like reiterate that you do let yourself feel emotions. Like you feel sad. You watch Grays, you listen to music, but your point was like, at a certain point I have the choice to what I'm focusing
and
on.
And I also do think that like clinically, you know what I mean? Some people like suffer from depression and that have these, you know, these illnesses. I don't suffer from that. So it's like, I do have, do you know what I mean? Like I can kind of go inside myself and kind of work through these things mm-hmm. internally. I don't know what that's like because I've never had to deal with depression or anything like that. So I do feel a lot of compassion and empathy for people that are dealing with that because I know it's not a choice for them.
Right. And Haley posted something recently about like the process of getting on your medicine and getting off medicine when you're going through depression or whatever. And it's so interesting because, you know, I'm always like, well, just, you know, see the positive. Like, why are you focused on the negative? And I've realized it through therapy and talking about it that like, That's not an option for some people. Like, whereas I'm like, well, things could be worse. Like, see the silver lining. Some people are like, there's no silver lining.
Yeah.
It's black.
But I think we can self-sabotage a lot. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so in terms of that type of stuff, I think we are able to, mm-hmm. you know, shut that door and walk the other way mm-hmm. in those situations.
Yeah. It was just, I wanted to talk to you about it because I thought it was an interesting conversation. And I know when you say that you're not talking about people who are in a position of not being able to rationalize, just talking about, listen, if you have an option and you have two options of like, okay, I'm going to focus on this, which is really bringing me down and making me feel dark. I'm going to acknowledge it and what it makes me feel, but I'm going to put my energy towards something better or something that makes me happy.
And like, I know, you know, everybody's dealing with everything that's going on in various different ways. I have a friend who is out of work. And so she's waitressing and she's mm-hmm. been leaning a lot on food. And so gaining weight. Mm-hmm. And so it's just kind of like this snowball. And she just kind of woke up one day and was just like, enough is enough. I'm done. Like, I'm not mm-hmm. going down this path anymore. Mm-hmm. And the stuff that she's going through is really, it's hard, mm-hmm. you know, it's really hard life stuff. And so I think it is, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. But I think when we can, if mm-hmm. we can, we have to somehow pick ourselves up.
Yeah. I mean, I think right now is a time where everyone's like, you talk to anyone and they tell you what's going on. And it's something that's hard to understand. Even me. I mean, I've been going through different things in my life, and I think it's been mostly like conversations with my parents and not seeing eye to eye on everything, and finally just realizing that just to have a conversation with each other, and even though conversations like that can be so uncomfortable, I don't know, for me they're like the most uncomfortable, but they're so necessary to just talk about things. Cause at the end of the day, when I had a conversation with them, I said all this stuff that I wanted to say, and we both were not, because we hadn't communicated, we were both not seeing eye to eye because we didn't understand each other because we weren't talking about it.
Yeah.
And so, I think there's just,
I know a lot of families that are going through tough things right now. Tough.
Yes. The world is going through tough things. I also saw a post on the Scrubbing In group talking about when we have guests to talk about them and introduce them, because I always assume that because we know everyone that we have on and we're like fans, that everyone who listens knows everything about them like we do. So I'm going to make more of an effort when we have a guest on that we introduce them and talk about why we love them and what they're doing.
Yeah, and I also think, too, I agree with the listeners when they say that, like, it feels very disjointed, because I think we've kind of gotten into this rut where, like, we're doing interviews randomly, and then we're not, like, we used to always sit down and do the podcast, like, kind of as a whole, you know what I mean? And so it all just kind of, we were all together, and it just kind of flowed, and now, like, the guests just feel very just, like, thrown in there, and, like, you know, and we don't always need a guest. Like, I think also that was a big takeaway from that thread too.
Yeah I mean, we love just hanging out with each other, but it is exciting when we get to talk to someone and what they're doing, and these artists that we love and want to support and promote their stuff. But we will do a better job when we have guests of introducing y'all to them, so you kind of feel like you know them going into the interview.
Right.
And today we have Ava Max, who has actually been on the podcast before. I think we did like a phoner with her.
Yeah, it was super quick.
Yeah, it was quick. But Tanya is like a stan.
I'm a stan. So she sings the song, "Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, oh, na 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 na." So that's how you know her.
Yeah.
But I ran into her at like our local nail salon one night, and we literally spent like 2 hours chatting the whole time. So I like love her now.
Yeah. And I sing that song to Phoebe all the time, because I think she is so sweet, but she's also psycho sometimes. So it's like my song to Phoebe. And I think it's also a song that most of us can relate to as women sometimes.
When I'm on my period.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, when I'm on my period, yes. But so we did this interview and got to talk. She has new music coming out, and they sent us a few of the songs, and they're so good. Like, I cannot wait for y'all to listen, because I feel like a lot of you have the same type of taste that we do. But she was incredibly sweet and personable.
Yeah, I love her. Like, I really do.
Yeah. She's 26. I'm really excited for y'all to hear the interview, because right off the bat, she was so excited to be talking to us, and she's very passionate about her music, and her voice is incredible.
And she's cool.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah.
And I was looking at your photos the other day, and I noticed that she just randomly was commenting, like, beautiful. Like, yeah. So sweet.
I know. I like, love her.
So we're going to take a break. Tanya's already downed her first glass of rosé, and we'll be back with our interview with Ava Max.
This is what quarantine has done for me. I'm now a tampon blogger, a rosé drinker, and a Laker fan.
Hey, I'm AJ McLean.
And I'm Cheryl Burke.
And I am Renee Elizondo, who you don't know.
But you will know on our new podcast, Pretty Messed Up.
He's the pretty, I'm the messed, and Renee's the up.
He is the up.
Upwards and onwards.
I don't think we'll ever fight.
And if we do, you better not do it on camera.
Yeah, no, I don't think we
ever will. They're fighting right now.
Oh, yeah. Is this fighting? Then we fight all the time.
Then, yeah, we fight constantly. Then
24/7. That's our way of communication.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever fight, you know, even though we are very similar personalities, which a lot of times it doesn't work. I think...
Take off those sunnies.
This connection...
Oh, you can blink. I've been teaching him also not just to smile, but to blink so he doesn't look like a psycho killer.
I know.
When we dance live on TV.
I can't wait for the podcast. There are so many stories about AJ's honesty at the wrong times.
God.
I can't wait to hear him.
You know, obviously a lot in the public has been said about me, my journey through recovery and sobriety, my ups and downs, my highs and lows. But there's still so much left that not a lot of people know about. And, you know, I've compared myself to an onion, because there's a lot more layers to me than anyone really knows about.
Funyun.
A Funyun, exactly.
I can't wait to do the podcast, because I can just call him out and Renee can give me advice on how to handle him sometimes, because all I hear is a talk, 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 excuses, excuses, excuses. And...
Careful.
That's
Listen to Pretty Messed Up on the iHeartRadio app.
On Apple Podcasts.
Or wherever you listen to your podcast.
That's right.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
We have a very exciting guest scrubbing in with us today. We have Ava Max here. Woo! Woo! We have had you before because it was during one of the
oh, you're right.
Festivals. It was one of the iHeart.
Were on the phone.
I remember.
Yeah, it was short and sweet. So we're really happy to have you back. And I know that Tanya was so excited because y'all had run into each other at a nail salon or something.
We're basically our best friends. No.
Well, I feel like we'd met each other just through work stuff. Like you'd come in the station and so we'd met like in work settings. And then I was at the nail salon one night and you came walking in and we literally spent that entire like hour and a half just chit chatting. And I was just like, I'm so obsessed with Ava Max. You're just like the cutest.
Thank you. That is my nail salon, girl. But I love it. So we actually were talking about primal astrology forever. We got to know each other really well and it was awesome. And like, you know, we were even talking about, cause I was on tour a lot at the time and like, it was hard because, you know, I was so busy and we were just talking about how like we make time for like nails in general. Like it was late at night, remember?
Yeah, it was late. I know. Isn't it crazy to kind of think about like just kind of how crazy hectic your schedule used to be? And now you're doing all your promo and like everything via Zoom. You're like kind of,
it's weird because it's a different kind of busy, which I prefer being on the road, obviously, but like,
yeah,
being in a corner in a room like all day from 6 a.m. to like 11 p.m. with all parts of the world is so different. It's very, I have to say, it's efficient because Zoom is like you can literally talk to anyone around the world, so you don't have to wait for the jet lag to, you know, go away. But it's really just about like now I just miss touring and it's kind of sad. I'm like, what is performing? Are we ever, I don't have words for it.
I would just like to point out that Ava Max is sitting in a butterfly chair. And I don't know if you realize this, but butterflies are like Tanya's symbol. She always says when she sees a butterfly, she'll post a video or photo and say, this feels significant. So this really does feel significant.
Tanya, I know. I'm your favorite, aren't I?
Like, truly, I can't even explain to you. Do you see? You probably can't tell. This is a butterfly stencil back here in this frame right here.
It's a little pixelated again, but
yeah. They're like, they kind of symbolize hope and love for me. So,
oh, I actually, can I tell you? Recently, I've been obsessed with butterflies. And that's why I got, there's two of these butterfly chairs, and they're supposed to go in my vanity. But, you know, I've switched things around to work from home. Like, I have like a crazy, like, I have a random piano here. Like, I have a orange setup that I don't know what's going on in this room, but I've just made it like
you've just pieced it together. You see things that inspire you, you get them, and then you'll figure out how
to Zoom with butterfly chair. Let's do it.
I need to get that chair.
Y'all were talking about how y'all were talking about primal astrology at the nail salon. How did that conversation come up? Because that's so Tanya.
Becca, I don't think I've talked to you that much, but you sound so like fun to talk to. You're just like cracking up and making me crack up. No, but I feel like literally we connected. You're Cancer, right, Tanya?
Yes.
My brother's a Cancer. So y'all are like passionate, like, whoo. No, but it's in a good way. Like,
well, no. So Ava was talking about, we were just talking about astrology in general. And then she's like, have you ever heard of primal astrology? And I was like, no, what is this? And then she like unleashed a whole new thing for me, because all you do is, it's basically like every person has an animal and it's based on like your birth year and your birthday. So it's very specific. And so I went and I found mine, and I was a turtle. And yeah. And then I went and I found my
Tanya,
boyfriend.
You're like, I was a turtle.
And I'm still very much a turtle. And my boyfriend is a leafy sea dragon. I was like, oh, I went and Googled image is leafy sea dragon. I was like, you're such a leafy sea dragon.
Oh my God, my niece is a leafy sea dragon. They're very smart. They're like Einsteins. They're like, they're very smart.
Oh, interesting.
My niece is just super like smart. The craziest ideas. Like, I actually approved my album through my niece. I think you met my niece at the nail salon because I brought her.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I love her so much. But anyways, she's basically like my sister. But she's a leafy sea dragon.
What are you? What's your?
I'm a bird of paradise.
The flower.
I know, it's weird, but you know what? There are birds that they call birds of paradise too. I figured this out recently because I'm like, why the heck am I a plant? Like, what the heck?
The best part is we were talking about this before you came on, and we were talking. One of our producers goes, yeah, well, you know, some people are birds of paradise. This is a flower. That's kind of disappointing.
Oh, my God.
Pause.
You know what's crazy about birds of paradise? It says performer.
I'm telling you.
Someone else who is assigned to my management is also that, I won't say it, but he's also a bird of paradise. And I was like, wait, we're both bird of paradises? It's so weird.
And you're both performers?
Yeah, we're both performers.
Wow.
And obviously there's a little bit to it that's just like, it's not 100% accurate depiction,
it's pretty accurate. Whoa.
So it's basically similar to the Chinese symbolism.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know who came up with these, man.
Did you read? So I you're did, a Jaguar.
I'm a Jaguar, yeah.
But did you get to read
I'm
up a little bit?
Powerful, regal, and solitary.
That's so accurate.
I don't know you, but now I'm like, whoa. Tanya, I'm like, whoa.
She Ava's like, wow, I just met her. I totally
so
think.
You.
Did you think regal when you first logged on and saw me? Were you
those
like regal?
Those freaking drapes behind the regal.
Those are Tanya's.
Yeah,
turtle.
She's at my house.
That's why, Tanya, that's why you said thanks. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, wait, it says.
Yeah, we're in the same room.
I'm done.
It says that the Jaguar is viewed like the Chinese views the dragon, which, you know, is like powerful.
Exactly. You're powerful.
You guys are crying.
I had no idea.
I'm crying.
No, but it's, I literally live for these things. I remember that night after I met you, I like told everybody, like I went on the air the next morning. I was like, oh my God, have you guys heard about primal astrology? Like,
you know what's crazy? Oh my God. I can't even tell you. Like I've told so many people, and sometimes it's been a bad thing because they're like, they've read it to their spouses and it hasn't been good. So I won't say anything, but all I'm saying is sometimes it can be weird because it's so accurate to the point where I don't know what's going to happen when I leave the room, but.
Right. I know I was reading stuff in my about my boyfriend and I was like, this is just good to note in the back
of my
mind. Oh
my God.
Right there.
If you know someone, look this up, especially if you know the person.
Totally.
You know what it says about my sign, which is really funny, by the way. It's like, it's because growing up, I had a lot of cousins and some cousins were a little on the shy side and then some were like more like outspoken like me. And then it says, it freaking says, shy signs tend to take your confidence as arrogance. And I was like, whoa, that's why I don't speak to those cousins. Because they think I'm probably like arrogant. I'm over here like confident as fuck. I'm like outspoken. What does it mean?
It is so you. That is so
like
you.
Like shy signs take my strengths for I don't know. Like I don't know how you gotta read it again. What it said about me because it was literally so me. And even my mom was like, "That's so strange." Now I know why. Like you drive me crazy. I'm like, sorry, mom.
Okay, yeah. We have some business to take care of because you are releasing your debut album, which is like. Major. It's coming out September 18th, which is soon.
Heaven and Hell, it's so funny because that album name, a lot of people are like, is it religious? For me, it's more like, it's more just about emotions we go through. And 2020, which is so ironic that 2020 feels like heaven and hell because it's like very,
so true.
Very strange. I did not mean it like that, by the way.
I was going to say, Did you write a lot of these songs during 2020 or has this been something that you've been working on like before 2020 even came to be the
and I don't know it was kind of like in a way meant to be but I kind of wish I was wrong.
Yeah.
Did you manifest 2020?
I don't
being
know
heaven
what happened. I have no clue. People are like, "Oh, did you manifest how big Sweet But Psycho is going to be?" I'm like, no, or else I would be a psychic. Hello.
Hello.
I'm not on
that song.
Primal astrology.
Also, I just want to give you a huge shout out because your song, Kings and Queens, is literally like the modern woman anthem. Like, I literally listen to that song on repeat when I go on my run sometimes, and it just like amps me up. I'm just so obsessed with it. I just kind of feel like you're this like bop queen. Mm-hmm. And your label actually sent over a couple of the songs ahead of time. And
which one did you?
We got four
teaser songs.
We got four songs, and one of them was my favorite that I like literally like couldn't. I just kept listening to it on repeat because I was like,
which
song? I wonder if ours are the same.
What is
one,
it?
Two, three? Naked.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're gonna freak! There's a big surprise with that song next week, so I'm really excited. There's.
Oh, you haven't announced that?
It's like the leading song off the album, and there's something coming with the song, so I'm really excited for you guys to see next week.
Yeah. It is. So I loved the every single song that they sent four. They sent four songs and they're all
amazing.
Wait,
which one? I'm curious.
Okay, so they sent Naked, Tattoo, OMG, what's happening, and Call Me Tonight.
Oh my God, and you guys haven't even heard the other ones because the Born of the Night is really good. Bella Nauna. Oh my gosh. Oh my God.
No, we only, I mean, yeah, we like.
Listen, we got what we got.
We got what we got, and we're really grateful. We're grateful.
Either way, I'm just so happy you guys love it all. And Naked is like one of my favorites because it's so vulnerable. You know, it's.
Yes.
It's like.
But it's a bop. It's
like, yeah. One line in the song is, you can take off all my clothes, but you'll never see me naked. And it's really just about being in a relationship and when a guy thinks he knows you and has this kind of like ego to him. And it's like, no, you don't know me. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know my mind, my soul. You know my body maybe, but that doesn't mean you know what's inside. So it really is great, I think, for this generation as well to hear that because it's a great message for our youth.
I also think too, it's like, it kind of shows I'm a firm believer in the fact that you can be vulnerable, but also be strong at the same time. I think a lot of people think vulnerability is weakness and it's not. Like, I think that they really can go hand in hand. And I think vulnerability is a very powerful thing. So, yeah, I was like obsessed with that song.
Thank you. Thank you. So you guys, good. I'm so happy you love that song. Cause it's crazy. It's different from what I've done. Right. It's so different.
Yeah.
And I was nervous. But it's just like, you know, I'm just really excited because I'm getting a lot of great feedback on that song. And now that I know you guys like it.
It's so good. You know, a lot of the songs, I went on a road trip recently and we had it on like a old school Britney Spears playlist.
Oh my God. Yes.
And I was like, I miss these types of bops. And like your songs kind of took me back to those like
vibe.
Yeah. That, mm-hmm. that fun, like pop music that we've kind of lost a little bit, in my opinion.
For sure.
Like, your voice, I could listen to you read sing a phone book, and I'd be like, this is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. You know, there will be no shortage of music, I have to tell you. We are working nonstop, Circuit and I, a producer I work with a lot. we're working on basically so much music. So I just can't wait for you guys to hear the debut album, but also, you know, there's going to be a deluxe. There's going to be other songs. It's going to be like many more pop bops.
Did you think about like maybe postponing the release of it until like this was all over? You know, everyone says like until this is over, but like, I mean, who knows when that
is? Yeah, earlier in the year it was supposed to come out. So we kind of had like a March, April idea, but March, April was probably one of the scariest times of our lives.
Yeah,
we had no idea what was happening. The grocery stores were empty of toilet paper. Hello. Yeah. I'm like, what is going on in life? But anyway, so I think in general, just, you know, we really wanted to release the album, and Circuit and I and the writers on the record as well that I worked with. And also me too. I feel like music is medicine. I wanted to release it.
For sure.
Right. And it's very anthemic, the songs. And just especially now that I'm getting such a great response with Kings and Queens, it's like, I just can't wait for everyone to hear everything else. You're so sweet.
No, I'm obsessed with the lyrics. What?
Why do you have TikTok video written down?
Oh, these are just my notes, Becca Tilly. I had to make notes so that I don't forget things in the day. Please don't make fun of me.
Oh my God, that's literally me.
Yeah, I had to make a TikTok video before.
Wait, did you just say that? I literally have a note in my kitchen that says, do a TikTok video every day or you lose. I'm like, or you lose? And my friend was like, what is this? I'm like, oh, I just said that to myself to force myself to do it. Like, or I lose? Like, what? What?
Okay, I was wondering, because I was listening to like a Top Hits playlist the other day, and every song, I didn't realize throughout the song till the chorus came, they were like TikTok songs.
That yeah. So
do you feel like a sense of pressure right now of like, I got to get a TikTok song that'll go viral? Like when you're listening to your songs, are you like, oh, I could see Charlie doing a dance to this, or I could see Addison.
Of course. But then again, it's like, I don't really care. Cause like, I feel like my fans really stream like the songs because they think it's like, you know, they're anthemic and the songs are anthemic. And that's all I care about. Like,
yeah.
If it goes viral on TikTok, cool. But it's like,
yeah,
I just want to make great music. Like, I think the number one thing for artists right now is to remember to make great music, not just for TikTok. I think people are forgetting
that
making music for TikTok. It's like,
or just to go viral. And it's like, that's not
the longevity. The point is to make great music, to touch people's souls. And at the end of the day, if it goes viral, oh my God, that's great. But like, especially like Not Your Barbie Girl got 2.4 billion videos before Sweet with Psycho. And I don't think people know that, but like, I had some politics talk before because like it helped me. It was like my first launching thing before even Super Psycho, and I had no following. TikTok has been good to me.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at your Instagram and like your, you know, little teasers of the album coming, and your fans are just so excited for anything you put out, which has to feel really good because, I mean, that alone feels like people are excited to hear my music before I even put it out. They're already like getting pumped about it. I mean, that's got to be a good feeling as an artist knowing that they're just waiting for me.
It's just weird because it's like I haven't even been to some places like Brazil or Dubai or, you know, the Middle East. Like really haven't been to a lot of places. I've been to 27 countries, which is a lot, but not some other places that, you know, they're like, oh, come here. And I'm just like, how do you even know about me? Like how does music spread so fast? And I find that crazy. Like I really do. Mm-hmm. I really do. It's insane. And I just couldn't be more grateful to have like the support of my team, especially during pandemic, you guys, like literally everyone, because we're all going through crazy things.
Literally. Wait, this is my favorite lyric from Kings and Queens. To all of the queens who are fighting alone, baby, you're not dancing on your own. Hey. That's my favorite lyric, because I think right now everybody has like, even I think everybody feels alone, even if you're not quarantining alone. Oh, like I feel like everybody has that feeling right now. And so it's just kind of like a big reminder, like we all feel like we're alone, but we're actually really not. Yeah, like we're all in this together.
I'm going to share something, because like I just feel like and people need to hear this. It's a normal thing. Like my album's coming out in a week, but I actually had a really bad panic attack last week. And no one really knew that, but because I want to keep it secret. But now I'm like, you know, people should know that it's normal. Because it just hits you all of a sudden. You tell yourself you're okay. You tell yourself not to cry. You tell yourself, you know, you hold back tears for certain things. It's like, but then it just explodes. So you gotta feel the emotions, because last week was pretty rough for me. I really like felt everything since March in one morning. I woke up and I couldn't breathe. It was like, I felt like I was back in 2011 where I had my first panic attack. And I was like, what is going on? I didn't know if I was gonna be the same again. And it was like, gone after 2 hours. But like it really, you gotta take care of your mental health, because I think I was just putting everything aside, and now I'm like, okay, I gotta go for walks outside. I have to like take me time, because if you keep giving and giving and giving, you can't, nothing is coming in, so you go empty, if that makes sense. And you know, so even if it's a podcast or like listening to music, I'm making a point now to take like 30 minutes at least throughout the day to do that, to give myself information, not only give it out, because I feel like we're all just giving so much, especially even from home. It's dangerous for the mental health. So mental health, that really was an awakening last week, because I almost lost it.
I know. I think it's so important that you're talking about it, because you look at someone like you who's amazingly talented, beautiful, smart, sweet, funny, and you're like, well, they don't, you know, she doesn't struggle with things that I struggle with, these people that are, you know, following you and looking up to you. So I think you sharing that is such a powerful message to people of like, take care of yourself, because it can come out of nowhere, and it can be a couple years where it doesn't happen and then it hits out of nowhere. So thanks for sharing.
Of course, suppressing emotions is probably the most wrong thing you can do, I think. Yeah, that's what we all do sometimes, because we just want to get through our days, but we gotta feed our soul, if that makes sense. Like whether it's watching a cooking show or your favorite TV show or something, so you just hear and don't do anything, you know?
Yeah, I definitely, I mean, I still am like, I go in waves. Like I can be so good for a few days and I'm like, I'm crushing this quarantine thing and moving my studio upstairs and changing scenery and like doing my runs. And then like one day it'll just hit me and I'll just cry all the time. I don't know.
Literally, that's me, girl. It's everyone right now, I think, in quarantine. And whether people want to admit it or not, that's how we're all feeling, because one, you can't really plan much, and not planning makes you anxious. And it's like, whew, it's crazy. And I'm really hoping, I really think we're going to come out stronger.
Well, with your new music, it'll give everyone a bit of an escape.
I cannot wait. I am chomping at the bit till I can download this whole thing.
Thank you guys. I cannot wait for that either. I still can't believe it's 1 week away.
I know. I was going to say, so Heaven and Hell comes out September 18th. I like how you did it with, like, it almost, well, at least on your promos that I saw on Instagram, it's kind of like you have your, or, like, do the songs represent something different that kind of, I guess, simulates heaven versus simulates hell? Like, is that how you did it on purpose?
It's weird because, like, a lot of people are like, oh, Born in the Night should be in hell, or Oh My God should be in hell, or So Am I should be in, you know, so for me, it's all sonic. Like, if I hear the production and it makes me happier and just think positive things, I put it on heaven. And then if it's like moodier, darker, sexier, I put it on hell. Because it's about a feeling we get, right? The lyrics as well, Take You to Hell is the first song in hell. So I did kind of, you know, organize that. But in the introductory track, Heaven is not what you'd expect at all. People are going to think it's like a full-length song that's like upbeat. It's actually my most vibey, slow song on the album, the first song. So it's going to start slow and then hits with a bang with Kings and Queens and doesn't stop after that.
So fun. Well, so fun. I mean, we got four songs and we love them all, so I can't wait to hear the rest. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Yes, we love you, Ava Max.
You know, Beck, I know you know.
I know. It's like I'll run into you at the nail salon too because I think it's the same one.
It is the same one, yeah. I still go. I go in the back. They have like a whole tent set up. And I'm just, back. Yeah, you know, just well, like
gorgeous.
100 degree heat, things flapping in my face. And I was like,
Sweating out some bacon. Yeah.
Well, we love you. We can't wait to have you back on Scrubbing In. Congratulations on the new album.
Congratulations on the debut album. We love you.
I love you guys. Stay safe and healthy and happy. Mwah.
Yeah, same to you.
You too.
I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes, and you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts, real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right, Ava, Max, you're freaking amazing. Her album comes out, is today's the 14th?
Friday.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you the song Naked. I haven't heard a lot. I only heard, five, including Kings and Queens.
Yeah.
But Naked, oof, so good.
It's so good.
Okay, so Tanya, you mentioned before we went on the break that you are now a tampon blogger, which I wanted to talk to you about because did I see it in your future? Maybe.
You know, it's not totally off brand, I'm not gonna lie, but it really just happened like coincidentally because I really just want to find a good organic tampon for myself. And the other day I was with Red Star and I needed tampons. And so I was like, okay, we went to Rite Aid and we went to Whole Foods. And so we bought two different tampons at the different stores. And so I posted on my story, like, which one was better? Like, let me know. And then the influx of DMs I got from women being like, please review each one and tell me which one's better. I was like, I'm on the same page. Like, I'm trying to just find a really good organic tampon. And so I was like, I'm just going to start getting one every month, trying a different organic tampon and finding the best one.
It's, to me, I can't think of anything more on brand for you. Honestly,
I'm going to try the Hillary Duff ones next month.
She has her own line?
I don't know if it's her own line or if she partnered with these people, but if they're good for Hills Duff vagina, they're definitely probably good for
Hills
many.
Hills Duff vagina.
Yeah.
That's Hills Duff. You know, Grey's Anatomy is back on set and Ellen Pompeo posted about it. And it was a really sweet tribute to like all the healthcare professionals and saying this season is for them. But she also revealed that she has a new favorite Grey's Anatomy couple.
I saw that.
Did you see who it is? Well, she spit out her rosé.
I did not see who it was.
That's interesting because we sent the article over, but she just read the headline and just kept scrolling, I guess.
Yeah.
Right there. Like we sent it to you today. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, in our prep?
Yeah. Yes.
Kept scrolling.
By the way, let's thank Becky for putting the prep together that Tanya didn't even bother to read. Thanks, Becky.
Becky, I saw the prep.
I do read the prep actually very much. I read it very well for Ava Max. Thank you very much. Almost too well.
Yeah. So she tweeted out, yes, I have a new favorite couple. Not sure what you'll call them, but they are adorable. You guys can have fun guessing who. And then I thought she'd leave us hanging, but she didn't. Someone guessed Maggie and her boyfriend, Winston. Remember the guy that she kind of got with towards the end? That was like a old friend or something? Mm-hmm. And she said, ding, 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 you guys, you have no idea how adorable they are. But the girl that we met on set of Grey's Anatomy told us that Kelly McCreary, who plays Maggie, was one of her favorites. And so I feel like I'm excited to watch her now with a different perspective. And I loved the guy that they brought on. The actor's name is, Anthony Hill, because I felt like they had I felt like they had more chemistry than anyone she's been with yet.
Do you know, my old neighbor that used to live next door to me, Chike, is like best friends with her.
Yeah. 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 And you love Chike.
Are you kidding? He's like the greatest
ever. You would imagine that he had a good judge of character.
Exactly. But I remember when he told me that, I was like, Oh.
Wait a second.
So I think he was like waiting for me to like be like excited. You know what I mean? Yeah, like because she's on Grey's Anatomy, and I was like, oh.
Oh.
Do you know a Derek Shepherd by chance?
Oh, you know what was nice about listening to Ellen on the Armchair Expert podcast was that she said she spoke very nice, like highly of Patrick Dempsey.
Oh, that's nice.
And so highly of Sandra Oh.
Of course.
Like just she was praising her as like you and I would praise each other. Just like she's amazing. She's the best. You know, it was really, really sweet.
Anyways, you know who I really want to have on the podcast? Is Miranda Bailey.
Oh.
Like, how do we get that to happen?
Well, our people will reach out to her people. And I'll DM her on Instagram.
Should we just spam success. Her?
No, we don't want to freak her out.
Okay. I've been watching old episodes and she's just like really giving it to me right now.
The old episodes are so good. Wait, and you're not excited about Maggie and Winston?
Honestly, I'm just excited to see how this whole like Teddy Owen situation pans out.
God, that cliffhanger was so good.
It was really good.
I can't believe that was not. I still can't believe that wasn't the finale last season.
I can't either.
Like it wasn't intended to be the finale. Wow, it was epic. Okay, I think we have some emails, correct, Mark?
We do, as a matter of fact. The first one is a birthday shout out that I think we'd be happy to accommodate. This is from Ashley. My little sister's birthday was yesterday, September 13th. So that actually is legitimately yesterday as we record this. She loves scrubbing in and even found her roommate through the Facebook group. She's one of the strongest, most courageous, genuine, fun-loving, funny, and inspiring people that I know. She overcomes every obstacle with so much grace and embodies joy even in the hardest times. Even though she's my younger sister, I look up to her in so many ways. She is a true definition of a modern woman, and I know this year is going to be the best one ever. Can you wish her a happy birthday for me? Her name is Taylor.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
I love when sisters speak about each other like that.
That is really nice. I hope that for my daughters.
Yeah. I feel that way about my sisters, too. I get it.
I feel that way. I've been really leaning on my sister lately. Let me tell you something. It's really nice to have a very level-headed, smart, well-rounded sibling, let me tell you that, because I can really get loose on my cannon and she just reels me back in.
Don't we know it? The cannon gets loose.
Loose on my cannon.
Yeah, happy birthday, Taylor. Hope happy you had birthday. A great day and hope this year is the best yet.
Yes, Ashley loves you. All right, this is from Marina. I've heard Tanya talk about her anxiety before becoming a Christian many times. I've been a Christian since I was 6, but my anxiety is almost unbearable. I went through a nasty, physically abusive divorce, custody battle, got full custody, baby, and now adjusting to normal, whatever that means. I do lean on God to help my anxiety, but what shift did you feel or what changes did you make to help you? I'm 27 for reference.
It's interesting because I used to have really, it's almost like this perspective changed when I found my relationship with God. And it was like, there's so much that you want. Like there's so much that you, expectation comes, or anxiety comes from expectation. So it's like, everybody has an expectation on their life, whether it's relationship, career, family, whatever that may be. And so we put these expectations on ourselves. And so for me, it was not so much, not having those expectations, but just knowing that like God's got me, like he's gonna, like if it's a desire of your heart, it's gonna happen for you on a timeline that you have no control over. So I think for me, it was just kind of resting in that space of like knowing that the desires of my heart will be fulfilled because God put them there, but they're not on my timetable. They're just on his. So it was just a matter of just kind of like, not like hanging back, because I don't really believe in just like hanging back and letting life happen to you, but it was just kind of like hanging back in terms of control and trying to just enjoy the process. And like, it's funny because when I went through my bad breakup, I would pray every single night for us to get back together. My prayers every morning, every night, I would just pray, God, please bring us back together. Like that was my prayer. And then as I started to like go to church more and really like lean into my faith and my relationship, I was like, oh, there's a reason why this breakup happened. So my prayers shifted from that to open my eyes to why, mm-hmm. like the purpose of this breakup. Like, why did you bring this into my life? Mm-hmm. So it was a matter of just like not being upset what was happening to me versus like it's happening for me. Mm-hmm. So it's just like a perspective change that happened. And it really helped with my anxiety so much.
Yeah. It's funny because I know this wasn't actually directed towards me, but as someone who grew up as a Christian, my personality in general, I've never struggled with anxiety. Like, thank God, I'm really grateful. But lately I have experienced it more, and I have decided the way I've handled it is let myself acknowledge that it's there and like acknowledge that it's there and I'm aware of it and not let it like consume me. Try to do things that get me out of that headspace of feeling anxious, whether it's taking a walk or putting my phone down or listening to worship music or whatever it is, just anything to take me out of that mindset or the space that's causing that anxiety. But it's interesting about the desire thing, because I always had that mentality. But for me now, I realize that my desires can change. So I always had this expectation of like, if it's a desire, it'll happen. And then when it didn't happen, I felt like let down, or that I wasn't being looked after, if that makes sense. So I've kind of realized that your desires of what you want can change, and maybe your desires aren't what God's plan is for you or what your plan is supposed to be. So I agree in like resting in the comfort of like what's going to happen is going to happen.
Yeah.
An unrequested piece of advice from me.
But no, but it is, it's like total mind, it's like a, I don't know if it's like a control thing.
I think a lot of anxiety comes from not being able to control certain things, because a lot of what I have anxiety about is something that I only control how I handle it.
Totally.
And sometimes that means taking care of yourself, and you know, if it's to a point where you're incapacitated, what's the word I'm looking for?
Inebriated?
Not inebriated. Like, to where, like, you can't handle it. Like, you're not able to even
incapable.
Function because it's... Okay, well, just don't worry. I won't use the word I was going to use. You know, there's medicine to help you, like, cope. And I don't think that means that you're weak or that you're not doing enough praying or not relying on God. It just means that you might need a little extra help of balancing things out, and that's okay.
Yeah.
All right, and this is an anonymous email. She says, my boyfriend and I have been dating for 7 months, but we've been friends for 2 years before that. His roommate is one of his best friends and a friend of mine, since we've all been in the same friend group for the past few years. Since my boyfriend and I have been dating, his roommate has been making uncomfortable comments to me, and I'm not really sure how to handle it. He'll often take ownership of my relationship. He says, I'm responsible for you guys even being together. He tells me when my boyfriend's not around that things my boyfriend does for me were because he told him to do it. And sometimes he'll even go as far as to make inappropriate flirty comments. Every time it happens, I try to make light of it and laugh it off, but then turn him down so he knows it's not appreciated. After a couple of times with this and no change, I had a long conversation with my boyfriend about all of it and how it makes me uncomfortable. My boyfriend obviously was upset and said he'd have a conversation with his roommate, but even after their conversation, it's still happening. How should I handle this?
First of all, ew.
Yeah, yikes.
I hate that, because to be honest, a lot of things that happen in relationships, like when you're asking your friends for advice or like, how do I handle this? Like, Tanya asks me all the time, how should I handle this? Because I have more of a mentality like Red Star, and she has more of a mentality of 95P. And it's like, we ask each other how to handle certain things. And I would never take responsibility for something I suggested that she did that helped or that worked, or like a gift option. I would never be like, oh, well, you got that because of me. And I think that's such an immature.
Yeah, that'd be so weird if you like went up to him and you're like, yeah, you see that? I told her to get you.
Yeah,
that.
Exactly.
Like, okay, bye.
So I think that that's very immature. And I think you might have to be a little more direct and assertive of how he's making you feel. And I know it, believe me, I get how uncomfortable it is to have like that confrontational conversation, but I think if his friend has had the conversation and he doesn't respect that, I think you need to be the one to be like, hey, we're friends, but I don't like, you make me feel uncomfortable. I don't like it. And please stop please stop saying these types of things to me. And unfortunately, he has not gotten the hint. So you're going to have to be pretty direct, I think. It sucks that you even have to do that because...
Can you, like, not hang out with the roommate as much? I'd be, like, just,
well,
like,
I think if she's over at his house, he's there.
Bring him to yours.
Yeah, but that's, you know, after a certain amount of time, it's not realistic. But, yeah. Do y'all have any advice? Mark Easton?
Yeah, no, I agree with you completely, Becca. So, this guy's got feelings for you. I think that's really clear to me. And probably he has for a long time and realizes he missed his opportunity. He knew he should have made a move when you guys were all friends in the years before you and this other guy hooked up. So I think that's what he's thinking is I missed my chance here. And it's not beneath him to try to move in on his buddy. Mm-hmm. He has such strong feelings for you that if you accepted any of his flirty comments, he'd be into it. He would start a thing with you. He would totally destroy his relationship with this guy because that's how guys think. They think, you know, below the belt rather than above. So, yes, you have to say to him, like as you said here, you laugh it off and make light of it and then turn him down. That's not enough. The fact that you're laughing it off and making light of it is encouraging him. You got to say, okay, knock it off. I don't like it. I'm uncomfortable with it. Please stop doing that. That's the only way this is ever going to stop.
No, it's true. I mean, I think the laughing it off, which is I do that a lot, but I think it might to him mean that you're flirting back because you're not shutting it down. Yep. You're just laughing and brushing it off. And he feels empowered by that probably in a way that you think it's like funny and cute or something. So, yeah, it's gross that... You know, guys
are so weird.
They're the worst.
Have like loyalty in a way, but then they're quick. When a girl's involved, they're very quick to just throw away that loyalty, I feel like.
Yeah, especially she said she's 27.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that.
Sorry.
Like,
no, that was a different emailer. The girl with like, Maureen was 27. We don't have an age on Anonymous.
Anonymous is probably in her early 20s because I feel like that was like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like the thing. Yeah. The worst.
I was thinking about the other day how I was reading this story about a woman who was assaulted or something, and one of the comments was like, well, what was she wearing or something, and I was like, this is so ridiculous that why do women have to deal with men who are gross? Like, why do we have to change what we're doing so that they don't assault or interact in a way that's offensive or rude? It's like so frustrating.
I feel bad for all women that you have to date us and deal with us.
Well, there are, you know, there's good and there's also women who are inappropriate too.
Totally.
It's just the fact that there was a comment like that and it was just kind of like, are you kidding me?
Being around men is mostly an unpleasant experience. Like I'm willing to say that. Like,
what is?
Just being around men in general. Like, spending time with us, having sex with us, it's all bad. I feel bad for women all over the world.
No, it's so interesting because I feel like when Red Star and I started dating, so like the first like few months, you're only dating each other. You're not really bringing each other like around your friends. But so when it became that time to bring each other around our friends, quarantine happened. So we've kind of delayed that process of like, mm-hmm. you know, meeting each other's friends. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because I've met really only like two of his guy friends and they're married. So it's probably different.
Yeah.
But I'm like very intrigued to meet the rest because I just find men to just be so like weird and like interesting. You know what I mean? So I'm like so interested to see what his friends are like.
Yeah, I mean, it will be interesting
uh-huh.
to see like how he is around them.
Totally.
You know, see him in his element with his bros.
With his bros, yeah, like drinking beer.
Yeah. Are y'all good? Everyone was asking how our relationship update. I'll give mine after you.
We're good, actually. We're actually really good. I feel like outside circumstances are one thing, but he and I are very solid, and it's weird. I was talking to my parents about it the other day because I saw my parents yesterday, and I was like, I feel like he's more in love with me than ever right now.
Wow. Have you kind of been like a little more...
A little sonsy?
Yeah, yeah.
Kind
of. Of course.
Just because I've been very like focused on like my happiness, yeah. you know what I mean? And just like focusing on like who, what's adding to this like stress and anxiety and like all that, you know what I mean? So I've really just been hyper focused on that and just focusing on myself and taking care of me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're good. But it's, yeah, like he sent me flowers randomly the other day. I was like, oh, nice.
It's your anniversary?
No, not just because.
You're eight. What is it? 10th month coming up?
No, we just had it.
Oh.
But it wasn't on the day. Those are just random flowers.
So thinking of you.
Thinking of you. Hope these brighten your day. I was like,
I remember those days. Just flowers galore. Yeah, we're doing well as well. There have been challenges in we communicate so differently. And that's been something that we've worked through, you know, since we started dating. So that's been something. But we always come out of it understanding each other more, which I think has been really good for me to have that challenge. Mm-hmm. In the moment, I want to be like, get me out of here, transport me anywhere but here. But because I hate having conversations and communicating and not seeing eye to eye on everything. But we're good. We're in a good spot. I feel like we've gotten, you know, through the thick of the quarantine days and the, you know, work is starting up again and a little more outside of the home experiences, which is great, even though we don't live together, but we see each other a lot.
Do you think you're going to move in together at some point soon?
I don't know. Part of me is so hesitant about moving in together because I've always said I didn't want to like, well, I'm kind of in the process of maybe wanting to buy a house, and I'm not going to buy a house with someone unless I'm married or like planning to marry them or in that.
Right.
And so we're not there. And so if I'm going to buy a house, I don't know. I like having our separate place. We see each other pretty much every single day. So it doesn't feel like there's that thing missing, and we'd probably live well together. But I don't want to move in just to save money or, you know, just for the reason that.
Well, no, I mean, but you move in, it's like the next step.
Yeah, but it's like giving up my space, my independence. And I feel like when you move in together, there's this sense of like, what's the point of getting married?
Oh, you think? Oh, so you don't want to give the cow the milk for free?
Yeah, I couldn't think of that. Wow, that was the first phrase I think you've ever gotten right the first time.
Thank you so much. I still don't think I got it right. But
no, you don't give cows milk.
Oh, you don't want to give
the cow's milk for free?
Yeah, the cow's milk for free.
The cow's.
No, the cow doesn't want to give you the milk.
Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free?
Oh, milk for free.
Oh, shoot. Oh, you almost got
it.
Yeah,
it was close.
You're close.
Very, very adjacent.
Yeah, but like I said, I think everyone has different opinion. And my opinion changes often on this. So.
Oh, but that's an interesting different pivot right there.
Why?
Because it's not like I like my independence. It's like you're not going to buy my milk if I'm giving you the cow for free.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that... what's the word I'm looking for? Like headstrong in that mentality as much as I am just like.
Not there yet.
Yeah. But I am looking to want to buy a house and it's really defeating in the Los Angeles area.
Don't even get me started. I've been looking at places for probably a year at this point. And I'm still looking during COVID and it's just like.
Come on out.
Oh, you're. What?
Come on out. Thousand Oaks. It's a beautiful place to live. Far enough out. You get a lot more for your money.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of space, the amount of money for the amount of space and the dungeonness of it. I was like, I'm going to pay this much money to live in a dark hole? Like, what?
Do you want to know? Okay, this is a good story to end on. So the other day I was looking at so my dream, and this is just a far-fetched dream of maybe one day having the opportunity, is to live in Pacific Palisades, which is on the west side of L.A., by the beach, by the water. It's just so cute over there. Can really picture my future there, but I'm on Zillow and I see a cute little apartment condo in my price range over there, and I'm like, are you kidding? I have like an ocean view. I immediately call and I'm like,
there's no windows.
No, there's like light and everything. And she says, yeah, it's a pre-manufactured home. I had no idea what this was, so I was like, oh, okay, no idea what this is. Google it. It's a mobile home community, which I have nothing against, except the amount of money that I would be paying literally for essentially a plot of land was insane.
Oh, so it's just land and you have to bring your own mobile home?
No, it's the mobile home's there, but
the mobile home comes with it.
But do you know, like, to spend that much money on a home with the earthquakes here and everything, I just could, I was like, you know, I just, and then I look at land outside of California and I'm like, ooh, she's tempting.
You can't move from here. It's not funny.
I'm just saying, I browse. I browse other places.
Stop that browsing. Browse right on over the right on over Laurel Canyon, okay? It's as far as you can go. You said Pacific Palisades. I was like, that's a 30, 40 minute drive from here.
I know, it's so beautiful over there.
No, no.
One day.
No, no.
Well, we love you guys. Thank you for being with us for 3 years and supporting us. And
don't just brush this on. You're not moving out of the state. Like, I'm sorry.
I would love to keep a place here.
Keep a place here?
Not a rental. A studio rental here. Or I could just stay with you.
You're not moving from here.
I could stay with you when I come in town to record the podcast weekly.
Would you do that?
No, I'd probably do it from home. In my home that I build, my dream home. I'm just kidding. I'm kind of kidding. But it's, you don't look at other places and see what, like, people that are, like, building homes or, like, moving into homes and remodeling. And
no,
it costs half of what you're able to pay here for, like, a shoebox.
No, because I love Los Angeles.
I know you and Mark and Easton just love Los Angeles and everything that comes with it.
Well, I do. I enjoy the city, but I also love getting out of the city and getting a place out here where it's suburban and it feels like the small towns where I grew up. That's what I love about LA, is we can still be close to everything and all that's happening. We're close to the ocean. We're close to snow. We're close to whatever we need, but we're also in a lovely little suburban neighborhood where the kids are safe.
I mean, that's where I'm at right now, in beautiful small town Monrovia, when it's not burning to the ground. But normally it's very nice over here.
LA isn't just Studio City. You got to explore a little bit in the Palisades. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay.
The Palisades, I hadn't even thought about realistically doing that right now. But then I just was, you know, shopping, browsing, and
I'm fine with you living off the 405 somewhere.
Off the 405?
Isn't that freeway that goes?
The 101?
The Westlake and, like,
no.
Park? Don't you take
No, I'm off the 101.
Oh, the 101. I'm sorry. The 101. I'm fine with you living somewhere off the 101.
How far are you from the studio, Mark?
I can get there in 38 minutes without traffic.
Fine. You can do that.
That's... Okay. We'll talk about this off air.
Okay.
Anyways, we love you guys. Thank you for being with us for 3 whole years. I literally can't believe that this has grown into what it has grown into. And I'm eternally grateful. Can't wait to do live shows again. Can't wait to do meet and greets again.
I just can't wait to see you guys again. Like, I think I'm drunk.
Oh, no. I was going to say your eyes got so glassy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. We love you guys, and we will see you next week.
I'm going to keep the party going over here at the Rad Pad.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.